Lesson 9. Listen to this dialogue.
You look great.
Well, thank you. I feel pretty great.
So where are we going?
You'd better not ask too many questions, or you'll ruin my surprise.
In Lesson 3, we practiced the pronunciation of the letter T in the middle of the words matter and getting. The letter T sounds more like a D sound. Listen to these words from the dialogue. Pretty, better. Now listen and repeat.
Pretty, better.
Try a few more examples. Listen and repeat.
Bottom, bottom.
Litter, litter.
Babysitter, babysitter.
Pudding, pudding.
Letter, letter.
We pronounce a double T like a D sound. And we pronounce a single T in the middle of words the same way. Rita, city. Listen and repeat.
Rita, Rita.
City, city.
Photo, photo.
Eating, eating.
Electricity, electricity.
Meeting, meeting.
Now practice these words in sentences. Listen and repeat.
I feel pretty great. I feel pretty great.
You'd better not ask too many questions. You'd better not ask too many questions.
Put your name on the bottom of the paper. Put your name on the bottom of the paper.
Do not litter. Do not litter.
I'm your babysitter. I'm your babysitter.
No eating. No eating.
You mustn't play with those photos. You mustn't play with those photos.
There's no electricity. There's no electricity.
We have a meeting at 9 o'clock. We have a meeting at 9 o'clock.
Parking in big cities is never easy. Parking in big cities is never easy.
Very good. Now let's see if you can hear the difference between correct and incorrect sentences. You'll hear a sentence read twice. If it's correct, say right. If it's incorrect, say wrong. For example, I say, he should get in shape. He should get in shape. And you say,
right.
I say, she don't have to go. She don't have to go. And you say...
Wrong.
Ready? Let's begin. Number one. He should get in shape. He should get in shape.
Right.
Number two. She don't have to go. She don't have to go.
Wrong.
Number three. The sign says, no parking after 7 p.m. The sign says, no parking after 7 p.m.
Right.
Number four. We know can stay here. We know can stay here.
Wrong.
Number five. You mustn't swimming here. You mustn't swimming here.
Wrong.
Number six. You'd better not smoke too many cigarettes. You'd better not smoke too many cigarettes.
Right.
Number seven. Mary Beth has to hire a babysitter. Mary Beth has to hire a babysitter.
Right.
Number eight. He has to return the book to the library. He has to return the book to the library.
Right.
Number nine. You'd better no drive so fast. You'd better no drive so fast.
Wrong.
Number ten. We'd better to ask for information. We'd better to ask for information.
Wrong.
Number 11. You should to stay home. You should to stay home.
Wrong.
How did you do? Okay, now let's go back and correct the wrong sentences. Number 2. She don't have to go. What is the correct sentence?
She doesn't have to go.
Listen and repeat.
She doesn't have to go. She doesn't have to go.
Number four. We know can stay here. What is the correct sentence?
We cannot stay here.
Or we can't stay here. Listen and repeat.
We cannot stay here. We can't stay here. We cannot stay here. We can't stay here.
Number five. You mustn't swimming here. What is the correct sentence?
You mustn't swim here.
Listen and repeat.
You mustn't swim here. You mustn't swim here.
Number nine. You'd better no drive so fast. What is the correct sentence?
You'd better not drive so fast.
Listen and repeat.
You'd better not drive so fast. You'd better not drive so fast.
Number 10. We'd better to ask for information. What is the correct sentence?
We'd better ask for information.
Listen and repeat.
We'd better ask for information. We'd better ask for information.
Number 11. You should to stay home. What is the correct sentence?
You should stay home.
Listen and repeat.
You should stay home. You should stay home.
All right, that was good work. And this, Sam, is the end of Lesson 9.